Hello, everyone. My name is Jenna Paiva, and welcome to my brand new podcast, Cold Case Collection. Every week, I'll be discussing a new cold case of either a missing person or a murder case. If you're unfamiliar with what a cold case is, it is essentially a crime that has come to a stop, either from lack of information or progress in finding the truth. I love learning about cases like this to create my theories on what I think happened, and I hope you'll find it as interesting as I do. So before we begin with our first case, I just wanted to let you all know that with this podcast, I'm hoping to not only supply you with entertainment, but I would also like to spread awareness. I'm hoping to bring attention to the case for the victim and to possibly prevent something similar from happening to any of you listeners. With that in mind, let us begin. Today, I will be going through the case of Brianna Maitland, who was a 17-year-old girl living in Montgomery, Vermont. First, I will go through a short recount of the days surrounding her disappearance, and then we will go more into the police investigation and touch on some theories. So to start off, I would like to mention an event that occurred around 3 weeks before her disappearance, which was a fight between her and a girl named Kaylee LaCrosse. Now the next segment I'll get into more of the day of her disappearance, but I just wanted to mention this as it came before it, and I want you to remember this and keep it in the back of your mind for later. So it was reported that Kaylee was the one who started the fight between the two, which left Brianna with a broken nose and a concussion. Now according to her family, they did press charges in the beginning, but ended up dropping them shortly after. Now, like I said, remember this incident because it will be brought up later. After doing some research, I've compiled a list of events that occurred on the day of her disappearance, which was March 19th, 2004. So just a month earlier, Brianna had dropped out of high school due to a tricky living situation, but had been a part of a high school equivalency program. That morning, she took her GED exam and then went shopping with her mom at around noon. So during the shopping trip, she actually shared with her mom that she had passed her exam and had been excitedly looking into colleges in the area and was happy to finally be done and to be starting a new chapter. After a couple hours of shopping, the pair went to their final store where Brianna became distracted and startled by something outside. She ended up leaving her mom in the store. The reason for this still remains unclear. So after a few moments, she returned inside and her mother cashed out. They ended up getting into the car and heading home. According to her mom, Brianna seemed to be anxious and agitated during the car ride home. She didn't cry or ask any questions, so we still don't know why she was acting like this. Her mother dropped her off at her apartment, which just so happened to be the last time Brianna's mom ever saw her. Then, at around 3:30 p.m., Brianna got ready for work and wrote her roommate a note saying where she was headed and that she'd be home later that night. Now, this was only one of Brianna's two jobs, which was at the Black Landed Inn. She clocked out at around 11:20 p.m. and told her coworkers she was headed home for the night since she worked her second job in the morning. They'd actually invited her out to drinks, but she unfortunately declined the offer. And as we know, this was the last time she was ever seen. So that is all of the information we have on Brianna's whereabouts on the day of her disappearance. And before I get into what occurred the next day, I want to actually take a quick break and discuss our sponsor for today's episode. Do you enjoy reading but find yourself unable to make the time to sit down and crack open a book? Well, then you should check out Audible. Audible is an online audiobook and podcast platform which allows you to purchase your choice of over 200,000 audiobooks. These are great for listening to in the car, before bed, or even while doing work. If you enjoy listening to podcasts like mine, I can assure you you will enjoy Audible. If you join now, you can use code COLDCASE15 at checkout and save up to 15% off on your purchase. Thank you, Audible, for sponsoring this podcast. So now I want to take a look at the events that happened the next day after Brianna's disappearance. So her car was found abandoned on the route she took to get home from work. Her car had been found backed into an old abandoned barn where she punctured a hole in the wall and plywood had fallen onto the back of the car. So imagine it's as if she reversed into the barn wall. All of her belongings were found in the car, including her clothing, makeup, medicine, her driver's license, and two uncashed payments, as well as her contacts. At first, the police assumed the car was abandoned by a drunk driver, so they called a tow truck driver to get it impounded, rather than calling the owner of the car, which was Brianna's mom. Now, this is a key part of the case because it resulted in Brianna not being reported as missing until days later on March 23rd. As I mentioned before, Brianna lived in an apartment, and her roommate Jillian saw the note that Brianna had left the night of her disappearance, but Jillian had actually gone away for the weekend before she got the chance to see Brianna return home. So when she came back to the apartment after her weekend away, Brianna wasn't home and the note was undisturbed, but Jillian assumed she'd gone to stay with her parents, so she wasn't too concerned about it. However, the next day, she still hadn't heard from Brianna, so she decided to phone her parents and confirm her whereabouts. This is when they actually discovered that Brianna was in fact missing and proceeded to file a missing persons report with the police. So now getting into the police investigation. After inspecting the car, the police initially thought it may have been a runaway since there was no sign of struggle at the scene. Searches occurred with police as well as search dogs, however, nothing was ever found from the car or in the near area. Now, a few witnesses did come forward that witnessed something the night of her disappearance. So, the first witness was a man who drove past the barn between 11:30 p.m. and 12 p.m. He says that the headlights may have been on, but he didn't see anyone in the area. The second witness was another man who drove past the barn at around 12:30 when apparently he saw the car which had its indicator on. He did not see anyone in the area either. Now, the third one is Brianna's ex-boyfriend, who drove past the barn at around 4 a.m. while on his way back from a party, and he as well did not see anyone. And lastly, just a few passerbyers saw it and took photos of the car, but saw nothing around it. The car was processed, but no evidence or indication on what happened to Brianna were found. Eventually, the police did change their initial assumption that she had run away and started to suspect that foul play was in fact involved. The only glimpse of hope in the case came from an anonymous tip, which claimed that Brianna was being held captive in a house near the area where two known drug dealers lived. Their names are Raymond Ryans and Nathaniel Jackson. So the house was raided by police, but nothing other than drugs were found. Friends of Brianna told the police that she did in fact dabble with drugs, specifically cocaine, and that she did know these men. Other than this lead, nothing much came from the case. A couple years later, in 2006, a sighting of Brianna was reported at a casino in Atlantic City. Her parents did say that the woman looked like her, but she was caught on the security footage, which was too grainy to get a clear enough image to confirm this. Now, that is all the information included in this case. That's it. We are left nowhere near a point of closure, which left me to make a few conclusions or theories on what I think happened based on all of this information. Okay, so now getting into my theory. The first theory you kind of have to consider with this case is if Brianna did leave on her own. Now, friends of Brianna did say that she had made a couple comments here and there about not liking where she was, as everyone does. However, I just don't think that this is the case. If you were to run away, would you leave all your belongings in the car, including uncashed paychecks, as well as your contacts, your driver's license, all of it? Wouldn't she need a few of these things if she were going to make it on her own? And that same day, as we talked about, she had been discussing with her mom how she just passed her exam and she was so excited to apply to universities and try to have kind of a new start in her life. And to go through all of that to then run away just doesn't really make sense. And also the way she went about it, it's not as if she made a quick disappearance as she could have, but she crashed her car into the side of the barn, which is very suspicious. And it's almost like she kind of made a scene about it, which I don't think you would do if you were running away. So if she didn't run away, then the second possibility could be the idea that she was possibly tied up in some money problems. Now, when I read that she was in with drugs possibly and that she might have known these drug dealers, the first thing that popped up in my head, obviously, with the bad reputation that drugs have, is maybe she ran into some money issues. It was said that she was working two jobs at the time, and within my research, it said that one of these jobs she had just started working recently before her disappearance. So had she started working this job maybe to get some side money to pay off these drug dealers who were on her. And back to when we were talking about her being a little bit anxious at the mall after seeing somebody or something, could they have been following her and maybe stalking her to kind of scare her to get the money? And maybe the reason she was at the barn was a possible drug deal or drug meeting gone wrong, and maybe she had to tell them she didn't have the money and they threatened her or lunged at her or something of the sorts, and she was in the car, she tried to get away, but instead of putting it into drive, she put it into reverse, backed into the barn. This one to me seems like the most foolproof, I guess, case of the situation, but even that doesn't explain a few things. And if so, like, what happened to her? Where's the body? Was it a possible murder? Maybe something went wrong in the midst of this drug meeting and they accidentally killed her? I don't know. This one to me seems like the most plausible situation, but even then, there's just a few things that don't align. So the last theory I will touch on is the thought that the girl she had recently gone to a fight with, which I told you guys to remember from the beginning, Kaylee LaCrosse, could have had something to do with her disappearance. So now, through my research online, I did see something about, and now I'm not going to say it's confirmed, so we're under the assumption that Kaylee and Brianna's ex-boyfriend, which was the same ex-boyfriend I mentioned who drove past the car the night of her disappearance, might have had some sort of involvement. And now, if this was the case, could this possibly mean that at the time of her disappearance, this fight that happened, all came to another discussion they might have had that night, meeting at this barn, and it could have gone wrong? Possibly there could have been a physical altercation. If last time she managed to give Brianna a broken nose and concussion, what is she capable of? Could this time it have gone a little too far and maybe they had to cover it up and possibly hide her body? Could she be dead right now because of Kaylee and this boyfriend? I don't know, but that one to me, it seems too much of a coincidence for Brianna's ex-boyfriend to have driven past the car the night of her disappearance. But online and through the investigation, it seems that the police did not look very far into anything. Apparently Kaylee was cleared and Brianna's ex-boyfriend was just never really looked into. He wasn't cleared, he wasn't really interrogated, so kind of unsure about this one. It's kind of a just throwing it out there, but I think that this could fully be a possibility. So now that I've given you all of the information about the case, my personal theories, everything about the investigation that we have, now I know it is limited and there's not much, but I think that these are the best kinds of cases. So I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and I want you guys to let me know any theories or possibilities you think about the case. Make sure if you want to look more into it and give me any more information I might have missed. But that is all I have for you guys today. So overall, the case of Brianna Maitland is really a confusing one, to say the least. But I hope you guys enjoyed the episode and will join me again every Wednesday from now on. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay safe.